Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And here we are back again for another day of the Every Day is Saturday show. My name's Sam Crowley. Great to have you on board. We are in part four of five of how to live a life of significance. You know, it's been a lot of fun this week creating this show because there's one thing that gets me jacked up, and I know it gets you jacked up too. It's how to live a life on purpose, how to find your purpose. You know, some people you say, hey, what's my purpose in life? I don't know. That's kind of what I'm looking for, Sam. Okay, well, let's figure it out. You know, let's figure it out together. It's a lot of fun. These exercises are awesome. And if nothing else, they're going to get you to think. I mean, that's ultimately what, you know, that's what I want everybody to do is just think, man. Too many people walking around like zombies, you know. They've got no emotion. Well, I don't know my purpose. I guess it's just for smart people. I guess it's just for rich people. No, it's not. It's not that at all. So let's dive into this, part four or five of Living a Life of Significance. By the way, my name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydayIsSaturday.com. If you are not a part of our community, what is up? Head on over to EverydayIsSaturday.com, enter your name and email so we can stay connected with you and inspire you to stay on your own journey to Saturday. Look, this show is blowing up. It's on iTunes. Go ahead and subscribe to the show either on my website there. Just click on the podcast link at everydayisSaturday.com or subscribe via iTunes. Can you do me a favor? I know this is asking a lot, but can you go into iTunes, leave a great review for the show, and just inspire other people, encourage them to listen to the Every Day is Saturday message? I would really appreciate it. And it's going to help the show grow and help more great people like you plug in to the message. So, hey, check this out. I spend an hour a day online every day just looking for great inspiration. Whether I read it, listen to it, view it on YouTube, I'm always out there. I'm more of a student today than I've ever been. And I encourage you to be as well. Take an hour out of your day, and that's part of what I want to talk about today in part four or five of this series of Living a Life of Significance, is take an hour a day to reflect on your life. And I found a site I plugged into, it's called Addicted to Success. And I got to give credit to this article, Izzy Arkin, 11 Actions You Can Take Today to Discover Your Life's Purpose. And I thought it was really cool. It was congruent with what we're talking about this entire week and really congruent with the Every Day is Saturday message about monetizing your passion. But first, you got to find life's purpose. And let's talk, that's really cool, you know, finding your purpose in life. And my goal and my hope for you this week is you're going to discover what your purpose is, what your passion is, and start living a life of significance. And towards the end of the show yesterday, if you listened to yesterday's podcast, I finally got around to creating my last will and testament. I'm 45 years old. I'll be 46 this June 29th of 2014. And it hit me, man. I'm not going to lie to you. When I read my will and I read it out loud, it freaked me out. Because it kind of put everything in perspective. I mean, I haven't been avoiding death, and I'm not an idiot. I mean, I know it's going to happen for all of us, but it's kind of was in the back of my mind. And then I read my last will and testament. Have you done that? I mean, have you created a will? And if so, have you actually read it and put yourself fast forward into the, whoever is reading that will, the executor, your loved one, whoever it is? And that's it, man. It's all your stuff. And it hit me even more. Like, I'm the guy. Probably a lot like you, especially if you listen to this show. I want to try everything. I mean, I want to have no regrets. You know, I want to give so much that the last check that I write bounces. You know, that's how much I want to give once everybody in my family is taken care of. I want to give back because so many people have given to me, been great to me. Whether that's money, time, whatever it is, I just want to give. And I got really emotional yesterday, man, when I was reading my will. And it kind of sucked. I'm thinking, you know, that's it. Life's over. So not to get too macabre on anybody, this show is going to inspire you, but think about that. You know, we only get one shot, and yet we're all playing small, myself included. There's times where I just hang out and say, well, I'm not going to really do that today. You know, guilty as charged, but we're human beings too. I mean, we can't be perfect every minute of every day. I'm just here to inspire you, man. I know you have greatness within you. I know that there are people out there that want to be closer to you. I know that you have a tremendous gift, and it's tucked deep inside of maybe some bad experiences, maybe some bad relationships you've had, maybe some people say, who do you think you are? Well, listen to me. I'm here to tell you, as a person who has actually done it, flown in the face of everything, that no, man, there's no way in hell I should have a podcast like this or be speaking on any stages around the world. But I am, and I'm glad I'm speaking to you. And I'm glad you're here listening to this message, because together you and I are going to change the world. Do you believe that? I believe that. Though we're not sitting in the same room right now, I envision who you are. I envision you are an incredible human being. I envision you've had a couple of tough times in your life, probably to be very conservative. I envision there's been more than one person that told you you're out of your mind for some of the dreams that you've had. I envision you're somebody who just is a little bit restless at the dreams that you have and wondering how you're going to get all of those accomplished. But I'm here to tell you, sit tight, take a deep breath, and start focusing on this message today and the others in this series, because I think you're really going to make a huge, huge stride towards living a life of significance. So here we are. I'm reading Izzy Arkin's article titled 11 Actions You Can Take Today to Discover Your Life's Purpose. And it was really awesome, because it's really what we're talking about. To take a deep breath, sit back, and imagine for a moment you're in the last hour of your life. And as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, damn, that's right. I was reading my will this week. Your time has come. You have a flashback. It's your life from birth to death. The good times, the bad times. It's all there. What will you see? Will you have regrets? Will you feel fulfilled? As your eyes close, what will be your final emotion? Damn. Really? I mean, think about that. It's scary to think about that day, but here's the reality. It's going to happen for you, for me, for everybody. The question isn't, will it come? It's, how are you going to feel when it does come? So you will discover your purpose. You have to discover your purpose. Ask yourself these two questions. Can you discover what you love doing? We've talked about this on many podcasts, and we'll talk about it on future shows as well. Discover what it is that you really love to do. Don't talk about, can I make money doing it? When I started speaking, doing this podcast, trust me, the last thing on my mind was making money. It was just getting it off my chest, thinking, damn it, I'm going to do this. I know that I just quit my job. I know I just went broke, and I know I don't know anything about speaking. I know I can't even afford a headset to plug into a damn computer to get a message out there, to create an audio file, to have a podcast. But I know one thing. I'm not dying with the music still in me. I refuse to be one of those individuals, because when you drive by the cemetery, you hear a symphony playing of people who died with the music still in them. I refuse to be that person, and you need to say that. I refuse to die with the music still in me. I will discover what my purpose is, but the first thing I'm going to do, write this down, just discover what it is that you love to do, and then ask yourself this question. Can you have a massive impact on the world by doing it? No, Sam, I don't think. Really? Careful now. Careful, because what you're listening right now, this show is downloaded in over 100 countries around the world, coming to you from Cincinnati, Ohio, started out of just a passion. That's it. Just a passion to speak. Remember, I'm Sam Crowley, the ex-stuttering college dropout. So I ask yourself, is this possible? Is it possible? You say yes. You believe it is. Then you're selling right now and forever. How long? You've been selling yourself short. Let's get up. Let's get going. Be intentional. Be intentional. You have no idea what you want to do with your life until you know exactly that you're going to be intentional. Go out and do it. Get out and do it. See, this is what I was when I was reading this article from Izzy online, Izzy Arkin, 11 Actions You Can Take Today to Discover Your Life's Purpose. It was that one thing. Just be intentional. Be intentional. Set the intention. This is what you're going to do. And if you cannot discover what life's purpose is right now, make that your life's purpose to discover what your purpose is. Does that make sense? Let me say that again, because I don't know. When at first I first saw that and he wrote that and I read it, I was like, damn, that makes a lot of sense. If you don't know your purpose, then make finding your purpose. Then guess what? That gives you something to do. That gives you the intention to set. So I want to talk about just a few of these items. These are powerful, man. I love this stuff because, number one, I love knowing there's other people out there that think like I do. Like, these wild dreams that I have about changing the world, I'm not the only one that has them. Doesn't that make you feel better? That you're not the only person out there. Like, you don't need to be committed to a psych ward because you're swimming upstream and you're doing and thinking everything differently from everybody else. Okay? So write about your vision. Take a pen and paper. Imagine 5 years have gone by and all your dreams have come true. Where do you live? How do you feel? What are your hobbies? Oh, I don't want to write that down. Well, look, if writing is the doing part of thinking, okay? And as soon as you start writing these down, where do you live in 5 years? How do you feel? What are your hobbies? How much money do you make? How do you make money? What people are in your life? What people are no longer in your life? How do you spend each day? When you start writing that down and you're detailed about it, I mean detailed, that's the intention you're setting. That's the vibe you're putting out. And trust me when I tell you, it starts to happen. Little by little, some faster than others. I mean, some it takes weeks, months. Others it takes a little longer. The process begins to happen, okay? And it's all because you are now writing it out. You're being very detailed, very descriptive, and now you start taking intentional actions towards getting there. That's the life of significance that you're going to lead because you are now following the purpose that you are discovering. Start a new hobby. What's the one thing you've been claiming, I really want to do this. I would do this if. Want to learn a new language. Start a new club. Collect stamps. Golfing. Tennis. Learn how to garden, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Be a volunteer. We talked about serving. Man, giving is great. We talked about that yesterday on the show. Examples of giving, how we all want to give. We're all givers. We're all great people. Problem is we don't make enough money to give. Whose fault's that? Yours. There's abundance and there's money out there everywhere. Go get yourself some and then go give it away and look at how good you feel. And here's the thing. Answer the million-dollar question. It's this. If you had $1 million, what would you do with your life? I hate that question. You know why I hate it? Because money isn't going to buy you anything. It's just an excuse. If you buy into the lie that it's impossible to make money doing what you love, you're not even going to bother to find your purpose. The first step is actually find your purpose and then later find a way to make money doing it. What is it that you love to do? You don't do it the other way around. Say, I got to make money to do what I love to do. I can't think of a profession, honestly, especially now with the internet where the barrier to entry is so low financially and the time invested. I can't think of a profession that you literally can't start today. Now, maybe, you know, if you want to build a whole, you know, 10 store chain. Whatever it is, a chain of restaurants, a chain of florists, brick and mortar type store. Sure, you're going to need some funding at a time, but you can start putting the pieces together to make that dream come true. Look, start networking, start meeting with other florists, other restaurant owners, people like that. Get engaged, get involved, get a mentor. Look, if it took money to be successful, I mean, come on, man. You know, you and I both know that's not what it takes to be successful because there's a lot of people that just sit on their rusty duff every day that's got a lot of money. And then there's people with no money who just make it happen, finding their purpose. What they do, though, is they find it first, what they really love to do, and then they find a way to make money doing it, all right? The next thing, take some action and don't even think about it. Too often we wonder, just the idea, you know, I've got an idea that's going to change the world, but then your voice of reason comes in. It's probably your own voice, or it's from peers or family, and it says, no, that's not really going to happen. Answer the question based on your gut instinct. What do you want to do with your life? And then go do it. Don't sit around thinking paralysis by analysis. Oh, I know I need this. You don't need all the lights to be green before you leave the house. Do you understand? In order to get your purpose, you're not asking your friends and family about it. All right? You're going and you're doing it, and you're going to use your fear to guide your actions. What's the one thing right now that you fear the most? I mean, the one thing that you fear doing the most? Go do it. All right? Go do it. Because that's the one thing you really need to do. The thing you fear the most is the thing that you absolutely positively need to do today. What is it? Is it to have a tough conversation with somebody? Is it to go to a meeting? Is it to network with someone? Is it to jump on an airplane, go to a live event? Is it to create an audio? Is it to create a video? Is it to just get a web page on the internet? What is it that you need to do? What is it that's your biggest fear right now in business or personal? What is it you have to do that? Maybe you want to lose 100 pounds. You look in the mirror and you hate the way you look. Well, the thing you fear the most is getting on that treadmill because it's going to hurt, baby. I mean, it is going to be the worst 30 minutes of your life, maybe even only 10 minutes if you can do it. But man, think of how you're going to feel when you're done. Not that day, not that week, not even in 2 weeks, but in 30 days. How are you going to feel? That's the endorphin that's going to strike up inside of you. That's what's going to help you love what you're doing. Not thinking of the pain you're in right now, but the pleasure that's going to come as a result of what you're doing. And it's only going to take 30, 60 days. I know. That's a long time, Sam. 30 days is a long time. Remember, we were talking about the oil change sticker this week. How you look at your oil change like, wow, 3 months. What's it going to be like in April, right? What's it going to be like in July? That ain't a long time. You can do a lot in 3 months. You can find your purpose and start making money doing what you love in 3 months. Very easy to do. Read inspiring books every day. Listen to audios like this. I do appreciate everybody that hits me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. I retweet. I reply. I love everybody, all the fans that are engaged, man. You're engaged. That's awesome. Listen to this show. Listen to other inspiring audios, but be a reader. Leaders are readers. Find great books that inspire you, and then do this as well. Commit to 60 minutes every single day to reflect on your life. I do this. You know, 60 minutes, I get into a quiet place, and it's usually between noon and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I record this show right around anywhere between 2 and 3 Eastern time. We get it uploaded right away into iTunes and on the website. On average, sometimes I do it earlier in the day, depending on the schedule, but I usually reflect for an hour. And this is why I love Dizzy's article, because it's really dead on. Sometimes it's a little less. Sometimes it's 45 minutes. Sometimes if I'm real in a real pinch, it's 30. But I make sure I'm in a really quiet spot. And I just sit there. You know, it's tough to sit still for an hour. You know that? And think. Because we try to think for about 4 seconds, and you start thinking about what you got to do tomorrow and the bills and yesterday and tomorrow, all this crazy stuff going on. Just sit there and reflect on your life. And experience. Just experience. What makes you happy? What do you want to do with your life? What impact do you want to have on the world? All right? And then imagine the impossible. Just imagine it. Because that's going to be your first step that you're going to take towards that. You know, for me, imagining the impossible was imagining never having to cash a paycheck again. I never thought that was possible. I just never thought it was possible. Like, I always had a job since I was 13 years old and had a paper route. You know, I got opened up my first checking account, and ever since then, I've always worked. And I've always worked for somebody else. And I've never had the ability, up until I finally, in April of 2007, quit my job for the second and final time, did I realize what true freedom was like. And to have the ability to do everything we just talked about today, to sit in an hour of reflection, to write. I love writing. I write a lot. You know, I write my own scripts to my own programs. I blog a little bit, always on Facebook writing, always out there tweeting. But I like to get into serious writing. I write all my own emails. And I take time. Every time I write an email that goes out to my database, I take time, 30 minutes, to write it, make sure it sounds good, well-written. Might be a typo here and there. Trust me, people let you know about those things. But I just take it's to have freedom. And to not have to cash a paycheck, it's amazing, man. It's an amazing life. So I want you to listen to this, and maybe this would be a good show to listen to again, because it's chock full of great content. And I encourage you to get out there online and find great content that revolves around what it is that you want to do. Look, you're not going to reinvent the wheel. The good news is somebody's already done what you want to do in your niche. You just got to put your own brand and your own spin on it, produce it, and get it out to the marketplace. It's really as simple as that. I wish it was more complicated, but it's not. And again, I want to give credit. This article was 11 actions you can take today. I probably hit on about 6 or 7 of them. To discover your life's purpose from Izzy Arkin online. I want to give the person credit. I always give people credit where I find their information online. But more importantly, I want to give you credit. I want to give you credit for sticking with this. You know, it ain't easy. These are tough questions. And, you know, read your will. If you haven't drafted a will, do the will just for no other reason than just to read it. To understand there's going to be a day that you're going to be hit with yourself and you're going to be lying there. What will you see? Are you going to have regrets? God, I hope not. I hope you don't. But it's a tough way to go, man. Will you feel fulfilled? And as your eyes close, what will be your final emotion? Think about that. And we'll see you back on tomorrow's show where we conclude this series, part 5 of 5 tomorrow, on living a life of significance. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.